Live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Well, that sounds crazy enough to work.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
So we can all be quiet and peaceable and have a few beers together and listen to the music.
And now, the host of the longest running fight show in history.
What are you doing?
I'm starting a fight. He's gonna finish it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks, having defended that title, now forget this, 28 years, 11 months, and 2 weeks. We are 2 weeks away from our 29th anniversary right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. A very good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you happen to be listening to Ring Talk Live Worldwide via the fabulous internet, of course, iHeartRadio, SportsByline.com. We've got all these different internet platforms. We want to welcome all the people serving us in the American Forces Network. My name is Pedro Fernandez. Open phone lines the next 2 hours, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You hear the horns of the mighty Tower of Power in the background. Fox and Friends, they were like the headliner for Friday on the concert. That was a pretty cool concert series, Fox concert series and Tower of Power. Wow, a night of upsets, a weekend of upsets in the world of combat sports. We're talking boxing upsets. We're talking MMA upsets, man. It's just an upset day. Guess what? It wasn't a good day for Australia. And Chael Sonnen, well, the mouth that roared, he won a fight. We'll talk about that and more today, of course, on 2 hours right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. The first hour, we're talking boxing with the bread man, Stephen Edwards, of course, a trainer of note from the city of brotherly love, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. We're bringing KP, Kevin Perry, to add his little writing knowledge to this. So we'll get it all together, folks. We're talking roundtable right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the iHeart Radio Network.
Guys, do you know your testosterone levels? Why not? Each year, declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Take control of your testosterone levels and give us a call. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement found at GNC, Rite Aid, and other national retailers, is actually giving you a free one-month supply with this exclusive radio-only offer, but only if you call today. So if you'd like to feel younger like you did in your 20s, call now to try Progene risk-free and feel more power, performance, and passion with Progene. Don't believe us? We'll even prove it works. Ask about our at-home testosterone test kits and see for yourself what Progene can do for you. Call 1-800-520-6489 for details. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. That's 1-800-520-6489. Again, that's 1-800-520-6489.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Studies show that as many as 90% of Americans are deficient in vitamin D, making it one of the most common health concerns in the world. But all of that is about to change because now there's Bio-D Supreme, the absorbable vitamin D. This unique vitamin D spray quickly and easily provides the therapeutic level of vitamin D you need every day. Just a few sprays a day delivers 5,000 IU of vitamin D, the same amount recommended by doctors. Traditional vitamin D pills can lose up to 90% of their potency as they pass through our system, but Bio-D Supreme uses amazing new oral spray technology with a fully optimized blend of vitamin D and all the key cofactors, so you get the vitamin D you need absorbed into your bloodstream in just seconds. Stop wasting your money on pills and get the spray. Call now and find out how to get your free 30-day bonus supply of Bio-D Supreme.
Call 1-800-709-7805. That's 800-709-7805. Again, 800-709-7805.
Call now.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I'm just ready to get it on.
Longtime listeners of this show, I know you're not going to believe this, but there was some controversy involved in the sport of boxing last night. I kid you not, we go to Sin City, Atlantic City, Sin City East, of course. The main event, Daniel Gill, the young man from Australia. We had him on the show a couple of weeks ago, of course, the defending IBF champion. Well, not at the end of the night. At the end of the night, he lost a title, his title, on a split decision. And get this, it all boils down to the 12th round, how you went in the 12th round. The 12th round was a pretty decisive round for Gill. I mean, it looked like he had Darren Barker rocking and rolling and ready to go. I mean, he really did. But yet, two of the judges, Alan Rubinstein and Carlo Ortiz, both voted 10-9 for Barker. Barker ended up winning the fight because of those two scores. And one score had him 116-111, 114-113, and the other fight went... The other score went 114-113 for Gill. So the bottom line is bad, bad scoring, I think, in the last and final round. So I bring in a boxing roundtable of experts, one from the city of brotherly love and the other one from Sin City, the real Sin City, Las Vegas, Nevada, Kevin Perry and the Breadman Edwards. Breadman, how are you, sir?
Hey, how you doing, Pedro?
Doing just fine. KP, life treating you good there in the desert or what?
Great. It's my my second day living here. I'm a Vegas resident now.
Okay, a Vegas resident. Keep it that way. Now, is that 12th round a stinker last night, Breadman, or am I going the wrong way on that?
I think the scoring of the 12th round was bad, but I don't think that the overall outcome of the fight was bad, if you understand what I'm saying. I thought that Barker actually won the fight. I thought he was the more effective puncher throughout the fight. But Gill clearly won the 12th round.
Okay, so the right guy won at the end in your mind.
Yes, yes. I mean, you know, sometimes, Pedro, everybody always acts like they know exactly what a score is and like you're sitting down watching the fight with a pen and pad. I'm going to be honest. I don't usually do that. I'm usually watching the fights for enjoyment. But from the naked eye, I thought that Barker fought the better fight and got the edge last night.
KP, on your first night, your first weekend in Sin City, Las Vegas, you drop any money betting on fights or what?
Yeah, I dropped some money on the main event.
And you dropped $50 on Gill?
$40 on Gill.
Oh, man. Well, you know, what can I say? The right guy won, according to the Breadman. Now, what happens? We've got a middleweight division here that's sort of like looking for a leader again. We had Sergio Martinez for a while, and Sergio seemed to be on top of his game, and then all of a sudden, there was this rapid decline sort of after, it seemed like it came after Julio Cesar Chavez threw him down on the ground and hurt his knee or his leg or something like that. But he's 38 or 39 years old. He's had a lot of miles on his body. He doesn't really have a trainer, per se. His trainer's been locked up, I understand, for the last year and a half. I think it's time to stick a fork in Sergio. KP, go with that first.
Don't really know much about what he's going to be like next year, who he's going to fight.
But at 39, you understand that the performances aren't going to get any better, I don't think. Do you think, Breadman, you think they're getting any better or what?
You know, I don't like to overstate things, Pedro. He's only had one fight since the Chavez fight. So, you know, we put that into a microcosm, then he slipped. But, you know, I don't know if things will get better, but I don't want to put a fork in him yet. He hasn't lost,
okay.
You know, although I would favor Triple G to beat him. I don't want to just, you know, start, you know, writing a man's eulogy or nothing.
Gennady Golovkin, Triple G, the 800-pound gorilla in the middleweight room, of course, trained by the great Abel Sanchez down there in San Diego, California. If, Abel Sanchez comes to mind. He's trained the Norris brothers, both Terry and Orland, so he's good people and he knows what he's doing. But you think Triple G is the best at 160?
Yes, I do.
Okay, KP, you got to weigh in on that one?
I guess you got to say he's the best at 160. I guess the problem with certain guys like Triple G, for example, is he's the only really, I guess, world-class opponent he's beaten is Matthew Macklin. And Matthew Macklin has lost every single big fight he's been in. So, and the Sturm fight, I think he did lose, but that was a questionable loss. But either way, I don't know if you could say a guy's the best in the division just based on beating Macklin. Just by looking at his, you know, how he's looked in the fights, you could say he's the best. But I think you got to say until Martinez gets beat, then you got to say he's the best guy, you know, based on that. But the eyeball test, I think definitely – you know, you would look at Golovkin as being the best middleweight right now.
You know, I was cruising the internet this morning looking for items to talk about, and I noticed that one website had this big thing about the Utah heavyweight title. Has boxing gotten that bad that we are, like, talking about the Utah heavyweight title, Breadman?
I don't think boxing is in bad shape at all, Pedro. I think we're having an excellent year. You know,
comeback time?
Excuse me?
Are you feeling a resurgence here? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I do, man. I really do. I think there's lots of fights going on. I think Showtime's stepping it up. You know, people are saying HBO haven't been putting on good fights, but HBO has shown the fight of the year the last couple of years. I think boxing's in a great place. We're about to have a mega event next month with the Mayweather-Canelo fight. You know, somebody's always going to throw something with some regional title to get some sponsors to put together and make a buck, but all in all, I think boxing's in a really good place, man. I really do. Remember people were saying MMA was taking over and boxing was dying, but that's not true in my opinion.
Well, okay. Well, MMA's doing good numbers. Boxing's numbers are getting better, but they were in the they were in the toilet there for a little bit as far as HBO was concerned. They were throwing fights nobody was really watching as far as the old day numbers are concerned. Now, Darren Barker, now 26-1, 16 KOs. Do we take him seriously at 160, Breadman?
Yeah, he's a legitimate guy. What did he go, 12 rounds with Martinez? He can fight. You know, I mean, he's not going to be in anybody's Hall of Fame. You know, he's not a great fighter, but he's a solid champion. I thought he improved a lot, and I thought he fought a good fight last night.
Okay. Let's switch gears. Let's talk about Friday night, the Gabriel Campillo fight. What happened to Gabriel? I mean, I thought he was like the uncrowned light heavyweight champion after that Tavares Cloud debacle. But he seems to have, ran into Sergey Kovalev. We'll talk about him in just a second. But he doesn't seem like he can take a punch anymore, Breadman. Is his chin gone or what?
Yes.
It is, huh?
Without a bother. He can't take a punch. He has no punch resistance.
That's not very good when you're in the fight game.
No.
Not a good thing. Not a good thing. Sort of like Kevin Perry's bad chin. Nobody knows about it, see, because it hasn't been tested yet. But there's a bad chin there. Okay. Now, we have these four fights on HBO. So HBO is trying to counter Showtime to an extent because Showtime has been offering attractive programming. Can all three of us agree on that?
Yeah, I think so. I think last night's card, even though it was a bunch of fighters, I think most Americans haven't or they're not familiar with. I think the card was excellent. I mean, maybe not from a standpoint where if you saw it on the program and you're like, oh, I need to watch this. But if you were watching it, I mean, every fight was very good. There was a couple upsets. That Kiko Martinez fight with Jonathan Romero, I mean, that was pretty entertaining. I mean, he's kind of on the edge of your seat.
Hold on a second. Kev, hold that thought right there. Kiko Martinez now 29-4, 21 KOs. TKO 6 winner over previous unbeaten junior featherweight, this 122-pound champion. Jonathan Momo Renero now 23-1, 12 KOs. Martinez was all over him. Referee David Steele stopped it at 240 of the round. The stoppage was good. I want to talk about Friday night for a second, though. I'm enamored with this Puerto Rican referee. His name is Celestino Caballero. What do you guys think of him?
I don't know. What happened?
No, I said I'm enamored with him. I think he's a great referee.
I'm not familiar with.
Okay, all right. Well, I thought he was on TV Friday, and I thought you guys might have picked that up. All right, so Campillo can't take any punch anymore. Tavares Cloud has been beaten. I mean, a light heavyweight division. This guy, Sergey Kovalev, who takes out Nathan Cleverly, he looks like he's the real deal. He's a beast. I've been talking about him for a long time. I saw him as a prelim. Now he's got hair again, so I don't know what's going on with that. But he looks like he's the real deal, man. He can punch.
Yes. You talk about an 800-pound gorilla in the room. He just established himself as that. He's serious, man. He's putting himself in a position for a super fight with Bernard Hopkins or Andre Ward. He looks like he's the deal.
Okay, Kev, I'm going to run that one at you. Is there really a super fight with anybody in Bernard Hopkins? I got to dog the bread man a little bit here. Is there?
You know, anytime Bernard Hopkins fights, there's really the intrigue with Hopkins is his age. That's what puts people's eyes on the screen. They want to see if the old man can pull it off again.
I want to see him lose.
And let me see something here, too, is if I was somebody who was managing Kovalev, I think Bernard Hopkins would probably, and I understand they want to make money. I understand that. But I would keep him away from Bernard Hopkins. Bernard Hopkins just kind of makes for awful fights. So crafty. I could just see him using kind of that old school footwork that he uses to kind of, I mean, Bernard Hopkins is a master at fighting punchers. And Kovalev, he's very good. I mean, he's a great puncher, but he's still kind of raw. And Bernard Hopkins is just, he just makes guys look bad. And I don't know if I would put my guy in there with Hopkins to, kind of make a stinker fight.
You know, I'm gonna disagree with you right there, because I think that nobody can get into a stinker fight with Kovalev. I think that he is that powerful. I heard him throwing punches yesterday, and you could hear them through the TV. Breadman, did you hear those punches to the arms?
I agree with you, Pedro. I actually think that the way Kovalev is so violent and so forceful that, I think that he would bring Bernard out of his shell, and we would see a better fight than Kevin is anticipating.
Because Bernard would have to fight for his life, right?
I think you got it. You got it, man. I think it would be a little bit different. It's a different dynamic. The pressure that Tavares Cloud was putting on him, that was BS pressure, man. He didn't really want to get there. This kid, Kovalev, is trying to kill you. That's the impression that he gives you. And Bernard Hopkins is a great fighter. If he's faced with that kind of violent style, I mean, what is he? Is he going to fight, fight or flee? And I think he's going to fight. So I think that would be, I think it would be an intriguing fight. I'm not saying it would be Gotti and Ward, but I think that the way Kovalev, he's trying to physically really maim you. You know what I mean? But Hopkins wouldn't have any choice but to fight him back.
See, I think it won't be fight or flee. I think it would be fight or fall. I mean, I think this guy really brings it a lot to the dance. I don't know. I thought Bob Arum had him. I don't know how Kathy Duva got a hold of him. She's a nice lady. I want to wish her the very best on that. But I think he's really scary, and I wouldn't put any of my fighters in the ring with him. I wouldn't.
I'm going to tell you something, Pedro.
Huh?
At the fights, right? Like, you know how, like, in the back you try on the different gloves or and what have you?
Yeah.
The Reyes gloves that this guy wears, I know this is, like, a real intricate detail, but if you look at the fight again, they're pillows now. They aren't the Reyes that laid over the guy's knuckles in the 80s. They're really big pillows now, and the more hard and the better gloves now are the Grants or one of the brands of Everlast. But the Reyes that this guy Kovalev wears, I can't believe he's punching like that with those gloves, because they're really soft.
Yeah.
I'm being totally honest. He was hitting the guy on his arms and the top of his head. I mean, he almost has freakishly hard hands and, like, strong forearms to be able to punch like that in those gloves. If you notice, besides Pacquiao and Broner, none of the big punchers wear Reyes anymore.
Good
Triple
point.
G wears Grant. I'm telling you, something to notice. Nonito wears Everlast. I can't believe Kovalev can punch that hard with those gloves on. Okay.
Breadman, stay where you're at. KP, stay where you're at. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Last night, I had the incredible experience when Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons, Thunder Valley Casino, Northern California, Lincoln, California, to be exact. And Frankie is 79 years old, and I have never seen a performer in my life put a show together like this. And I've seen Sinatra. I've seen all the greats, folks. I was absolutely blown away. Frankie Valli, all the best to you, sir.
You'd be like heaven to touch. I want to hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived. And I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you.
Stay tuned for a million-dollar dream body announcement.
Do you want to lose weight? How about toning and sculpting your entire body in just 6 to 8 minutes a day? You've seen it on TV with Chuck Norris and Christie Brinkley. They love the Total Gym. Well, we're out to prove once and for all that the Total Gym melts off the pounds better than anything else on the market in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let up to a million people from across the nation try the Total Gym for just $1. If you call right now, 1-800-852-1859. That's right. The first callers right now from this station get to try the famous Total Gym for 30 days for just $1. The Total Gym will have you in the best shape of your life in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. Whether you want to firm and slenderize or build and sculpt your body, the Total Gym is the one machine that does it all. The first 50 callers from this station right now can try Total Gym for just $1, and shipping is free. Call now, 1-800-852-1859. That's 1-800-852-1859. 1-800-852-1859.
Listen carefully. First American Student Aid can now help consolidate your federal student loans. We can help lower your monthly payment on federal government student loans. Call us today. We'll review your situation and work towards consolidating your federal student loans. In many cases, we can lower your monthly payment in half or more. It doesn't matter how much you owe, how far behind you are on payments, or even if you are in default on your federal student loans. Call us right now to find out how we can lower your payment in half immediately. Plus, we can stop harassing phone calls, stop the wage garnishment, stop the tax liens, even remove your default status. Consolidate your federal student loans, lower your student repayments, and stop wage garnishments today. Call us now. We can help. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now. 800-631-9229.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Ma'am, that's a groove.
Frankie Valli. I want to thank Miss Barbara Streisand for spending the evening with me at Thunder Valley Casino last night. I want to thank the people at Thunder Valley as they put on a fantastic show, folks. I've been doing a lot of concert series in my time. In fact, covered the arts for the Oakland Tribune and other publications. I'm telling you, Thunder Valley Casino, this outdoor concert series they put together, was the bomb. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing. Now, let's go over the results of the weekend real quick, and I'll go back to my guests. Andre Fafara, he stopped Gabriel Campillo. That was on Friday night. That was on ESPN. That was in Chicago, and they had a big Polish crowd there, and the Polish kid won, but I don't think the Polish kid could lick a stamp if he wet his tongue. I don't think he's that good of a fighter. Okay, let's move things on to Saturday night. Daniel Gill lost the IBF middleweight title. Darren Barker was a split decision, and Kiko Martinez was the winner. And, wow, I just couldn't be impressed enough with Sergio Kovalev taking out Nathan Cleverly. Cleverly's got a great chin. The Brits were talking about him having the best chin in boxing. Well, guess what? The best chin in boxing could not fare well against one of the best set of hands in boxing. I mean, with the man's with the hands of stone, 2013, Roberto Duran. This is Sergio Covilha, folks. I kid you not. Everybody laughed. I saw him in the prelims. And when he was fighting guys who were like 4-3 and 5-3 and 9-2 and things like that, he was hitting these guys, and you were hearing it in the crowd. You were hearing it like you heard it last night when he was hitting Cleverly on the arms through the TV. He is the hardest puncher I have come across, I think, in the last 15 or 20 years. But you know what? Listen, Ernie Shavers was a hell of a puncher, too. But, you know, he fell apart once somebody exposed him. Will somebody expose Kovalev, too? We'll find out. He's still a young fighter, but he is the new WBO light heavyweight champion. Speaking of WBO, I will be headed to Budapest, Hungary next week for the WBO annual convention. Looking forward to seeing Francisco Valcarcel and all the people associated with the World Boxing Organization down there in Hungary. And Budapest is a city where Pest is on one side and Buddha's on the other. There's a bridge in between, so don't say I didn't do my homework before I went down there to Budapest. Now, Saturday, Showtime. They're going to be at the StubHub Center in Carson, California. I think it used to be the Home Depot Center. Abner Maris and Johnny Gonzalez and Leo Santa Cruz, a guy that a lot of people like, taking on Victor Terrazas. All right, let's talk about the future real quick with the Breadman and KP. Welcome back, guys. You still there, right?
Yes, still here.
All right, let's go with KP first. Abner Maris, make it short. Johnny Gonzalez. Johnny Gonzalez, a lot of miles on his body.
Yeah, he's been in a lot of pretty gruesome fights. Kind of has a suspect chin, but good boxer. The guy could punch. Mares kind of has problems with guys that can box and move, but Mares is pretty dynamic as a fighter, so it should be a pretty good fight. I obviously Mares has the edge, but Gonzalez can crack, so, and he can box, and that's a combination that can give anybody problems. I mean, his last fight, he didn't look all that good, so maybe he's got a lot of miles, as you say.
Okay. Hey, Breadman, is Leo Santa Cruz and Abner Maris in the same weight class?
Right now, I think they're one division apart. I think Leo Santa Cruz just moved up to 122, and Abner Maris just moved up to 126.
Okay. We're talking with the Breadman, Stephen Breadman Edwards, folks. He's with BoxingTalk.com. Of course, he has his mailbag there, his bread bag. I don't know, he delivers bread, and of course, that when I say bread, I mean he delivers the goods when it comes to the world of boxing. He knows the ins, the outs. He'll tell you straight up. He's brutally honest. And, of course, on the other line from the, Sin City, the real Sin City. Talk about, maybe we'll have to start calling you Sin City KP. But Kevin Perry, of course, the writer and extraordinaire, the man that puts together the website at ringtalk.com, those are our guests. Now, next week, as I said, the Showtime card, but we're all talking about really the big card, and we'll get to that after the next break. And, of course, we're talking about the Mayweather-Canelo card, September 14th, and underneath is going to be Danny Garcia and Lucas Matisse, and I think this is a fight that every fight fan really wanted to see. And if boxing promoters were getting their act together, they'd be throwing more fight cards like this. Yes, Mayweather is the attraction, no question about him. He's gonna turn a lot of cranks. But so is Canelo. I think this fight might break that 2.4 million buy mark that Mayweather and Oscar De La Hoya put together in 2007 when they had that little.
I don't know about that breaking that record, and here's why I think so. And I'm not sure if you know about this whole Time Warner and
that's right.
Showtime thing. And I think it's really hurting the promotion. Even though a lot of people know about the fight, I think it's going to do good numbers. But I think it's going to be a major setback on the overall promotion. I think it's going to hurt it in pay-per-view buys.
You know, I think I need you to expand on that and explain it to the listeners. Now, I know what you're talking about, and Breadman knows what you're talking about. Time Warner has locked out Showtime, haven't they?
I think they've locked out Showtime and CBS. They're trying to come to a deal. So Time Warner customers, I believe Showtime and CBS are on a blackout until they come to a deal. And I think it's also going to affect NFL football, which a lot of customers are going to be really pissed off.
Oh, you think so?
I'm blessed. I got a DirecTV.
Yeah, well, I got news. I don't think people will be too upset. I think they'll be tearing down the walls of Congress. Congress will do something on that. You want to get politicians to do something? Mess with the football schedule, folks. I mean, they'll go crazy. Upcoming fights, like I said, September 14th. After the break, we're talking with the Bread Man, Kevin, Stephen Edwards, and Kevin Perry of ringtalk.com. But we've got great fights coming up. I think the Bread Man's right. I think boxing is on a bit of a resurgence. I think a lot of the resurgence, though, is coming from the Eastern Bloc. I mean, people like Sergey Kovalev, the new WBO champion, 175 pounds. This guy's the real deal. I think the WBO, and they are one of my sponsors, but I think they just got a steal when they got this guy as the title holder, because I think he's a real deal, and I think he's going to be there for a long time. Once again, I'll say it. When he hits people, they feel it. And when you have guys that hit people and feel it, they don't come along too often. I mean, Ernie Shavers hit people and they feel it. Duran hit people and they feel it. So is this guy really the hands of stone? Well, I'm going to talk to my guests about that and more, of course. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. The greatest boxer in the world today. Huh? Makes $50 million a fight, and his name is not Manny Pacquiao. Sorry, Manny. Sorry, Pacquiao. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, and the iHeart Radio Network.
Hi, listeners. Edward Brown, host of Sports Econ 101, to let you know I saw a life insurance proposal for $1 million for a 30-year-old that was guaranteed not to increase for 35 years. That only cost $51 per month. Just imagine, this is probably the last life insurance policy this person will ever need. Here's the deal. We input the age and how much insurance is wanted into the computer, and out pops the 15 best price policies from major life insurance companies. Come on, you got to be curious as to how much this would cost you. Call 888-660-4495 and leave your name, age, and how much insurance you want, and a free, no obligation quote will be prepared just for you. Wouldn't it be great to have a guaranteed, locked-in price life insurance policy that will last for many years? Call 888-660-4495 for your free quote.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
The Sports Byline collection of original full-length interviews covering more than 50 years of sports history is now available in the Sports Byline Audio Vault at sportsbyline.com. You'll hear Hall of Fame center David Robinson talk about what motivated him when he was playing. Peyton Manning shares the secret to a quarterback's success. And Jerry Rice gives this advice to anyone who wants to succeed in life.
When I did Dancing with the Stars, I took that uniform off, and all of a sudden, I was open for criticism. I didn't have that security blanket anymore. And I think people really got a chance to connect with me. And there's a lot of people in life right now, they want to take chances, but they're afraid to. And I say to them, go for it. You only live once.
This rare collection of unforgettable, original, full-length interviews is now available. It works on iPhones, iPads, and Android devices.
A portion of the proceeds will benefit the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund.
Go to sportsbyline.com and click on The Vault.
Though he is being systematically broken down, to his credit, he is fighting back in this round.
Oh, it's a gutty show. No question about it. It's just that he gets hit too hard and too often by somebody who really knows what he's doing.
The middleweight champion of the world.
Look at the mixture of body shots, up uppercuts, left hooks, right crosses, tremendous jab. There's nothing Kelly Pavlik can't do against an opponent like that. And there's knockdown number three.
And, you know, none of those knockdowns came from a real clean punch to the degree where Locke's head snapped back.
Hey! How you feeling? And there comes the towel from Enzo Calzacchi, who's seen enough to know that anything else is simply a risk to Lockett's health. Third round knockout. Piece of cake.
A great performance by Kelly Pavlik.
He's a hell of a fighter.
A great performance.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The late Emmanuel Stewart there, the Goldfather, praising Kelly Pavlik, who turned out to be nothing but a little above-average fighter and a guy with a bad thirst. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing this hour. Next hour, we're talking MMA, folks. UFC on Fight Night last night, of course, a big upset in the main event. UFC 164 through 168 coming up. And, of course, 168, the rematch. Chris Weidman and Anderson Silva, as Pedro predicted. And everybody said, you're out of your mind, you must be on drugs, you live in San Francisco, you must take psychedelics and LSD, by saying that Chris Weidman would knock out Anderson Silva, and he did that boxing 101 with a left hook. So we'll talk about that in hour number two. Currently, we are talking boxing with two of the most knowledgeable men in the sport, no question about that. The Breadman, Stephen Edwards from the City of Brotherly Love, and of course, BoxingTalk.com and RingTalk.com's very own Kevin Perry. Guys, first of all, let me go to this quick result here. Giovanni Segura, 33-1, 30 wins, 3 losses and a draw, 26 KOs. A pretty good fourth-round KO last night over unbeaten flyweight Jonathan Gonzalez of Puerto Rico, now 13-1, 11 KOs. The Puerto Ricans just aren't doing that well, are they, Breadman? I mean, they keep coming up on the short end a lot of times lately.
Oh, man. Someone just said last night on Twitter that Gary Shaw signed a million Puerto Ricans and all of them failed. I don't know what's going on, man. It's like some kind of hex or something, but you're right. At one time, there's a lot of good Puerto Rican fighters, but now, I don't know, man. It's really weird. All of them seem to be losing and having lots of trouble.
Kev, real quick here, Kev, look at this. Do you think that the fact that Puerto Rico's becoming more America, that people are becoming more, they're texting more and they're doing the Game Boys and all this kind of good stuff, and they're not getting out of the house as kids. I mean, even when I was in San Juan, I spent like 3 months there. God, I guess it was 10 years ago, 10 or 15 years ago, 3 months off and on. I mean, I noticed that they, kids were into doing things athletically, you know, but here in the United States, I don't see kids on the street, man. I stay with a girl in Northern California. We don't see any kids on the street at all. They're all in the house playing with their Game Boys.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's just a great point. I think that's not just with just overall American boxing. I mean, you see these, these former Soviet fighters, Russian fighters. Those guys just appear to be more hungry. They take the sport a little bit more seriously. I was reading something about John David Jackson the other day, and he was in an article, he was stating that he doesn't want to basically train American fighters anymore. And he's training Sergey Kovalev, and you see how that guy is. I mean, he seems like he comes in great condition. Mm-hmm. I think that's the thing that you could say about most of the Eastern Bloc fighters. I mean, they take their sport seriously. They're normally not the most athletic guys, but they come in there. They're always in shape. They do their job in the gym, and they do their job in the ring. And it shows by, guys like Gennady Golovkin, Sergey Kovalev, the Klitschkos. Some people don't like the way they fight, but they give the sport a certain amount of respect. They come into the ring in top condition every time. So, you definitely got to respect that. And I think the American fight fans and the American fighters need to take notice. They need to take this sport a little bit more seriously.
You know what's funny is Breadman, Stephen Breadman Edwards, of course, and Kevin Perry on the line. But Breadman, I go into the gym, and I've got myself down to like 156 pounds. So I'm in pretty damn good shape. I got the abs back and all that kind of good stuff. So I'm feeling good physically and looking good physically. But I went into the gym a couple weeks ago, and I just kicked back, and I sat and I watched a guy go through a complete workout. I used to go in the gym, and I wouldn't spend more than an hour and 15, an hour and 20 minutes there. But I worked almost the entire time. okay, when I was there. I was working. I wasn't no jiving around and people slapped me on the back and that kind of good stuff, okay? But now I'm watching guys come into the gym. They're doing a lot of pad work. They're doing more pad work than they do the sparring. And although I think pad work is important, I think it's more show than go, man. And I think they need to spend more time in the ring sparring because when these guys get in there, they can't deal with the heat. I mean, to be able to fight, per se, you've got to take incoming artillery. And these guys can't take our incoming artillery. You know, you're not going to be able to improve your chin hitting the pads. That's what I'm trying to say. Are the pads all show, Redman?
They're not all show, but I do agree that it's a lot of BS that goes on in the gym. You know, have my guy do an awful lot of sparring if he doesn't have a fight coming up, Pedro, because mm-hmm. at the same time, you are taking punishment, you know what I mean? If he has a fight, we don't have a fight for 3 months, I'm not going to have him in there sparring, you know, 8 rounds just, you know, to show everybody how good he can fight. But, you know, when we have a fight, you know, we're sparring 3 days a week. You know, it's live. And the days that he's not sparring, he has to do 20 rounds of floor work, shadow boxing, skip rope, pad work, heavy bag, double end bag. You know, we do a combined 20 rounds, and you have to do your calisthenics. But I see a lot of guys that go in the gym and they just mess around. They talk, they shadow box a little bit, and they bull crap their way through. But,
yeah.
You know, the boxing ring is a truth machine. It'll always tell the truth. And eventually, you know, the world to see what kind of work you're really putting in.
See, when I went there, boom, once we hit the floor, we were on the clock. In other words, if it's a rest period, you're resting. But bang, once that work period started, you were stretching, shadow boxing, hitting the bag, sparring in the ring.
You're not allowed to sit down.
Yeah, exactly. You know, no sitting down, no standing around, man. No standing around. And guess what? You know that stomach work and that kind of stuff, that came at the end. So if you want to sit down, do your stomach work, and then you can do it at the end. But the bottom line was you worked the entire time you were there. And some of these guys now come here, and it's like it's a social experience. And I just think that's where American fighters are losing it. Now, I just got the word here. Looks like it's up on Twitter. Looks like Curtis Stevens, not so hot Curtis Stevens. He looked good, sort of good a couple of weeks ago against a bit of a stiff. He's going to challenge Triple G, Gennady Golovkin, November 2nd in MSG. Looks like the MSG Theater in New York City here. Curtis Stevens is going to get smoked. Guys, weigh in on that.
I don't want to disrespect him and but I don't think that he's going to be able to do much with Triple G. He has a puncher's chance, but I think Triple G, you know, Kevin made a good point. He doesn't have what you call a great resume as far as who he beat. But if you give him the eyeball test, it just seems that he is the goods. And judging by the eyeball test, I think he's going to tear Stevens up, man. Okay. I don't see that fight lasting over 7 or 8 rounds.
Okay, Kevin Perry, before I go to you for your little opinion on this one, it says Curtis Stevens tweets this morning. He says, what do you all got to say now? Rest in peace, Triple G. Okay, now that we've all stopped laughing, seriously, Curtis Stevens and Golovkin, November 2nd, will be a good outing on HBO for Golovkin, no question about that. Now let's talk about the real 800-pound gorilla as far as boxing is concerned right now. Of course, I'm talking about Floyd Mayweather, the king of boxing. What is he, 44-0, 26 stops, hasn't been beaten since, like, good Lord, 1996 Olympics, and lost a controversial decision there. Of course, lost a very controversial and emotional decision in the Olympic trials here in 1996 in Oakland, California. He broke down emotionally and just fell apart. But the bottom line is Floyd's on top of his game. He's putting an unbeaten mark on the line against the equally unbeaten Canelo Alvarez, Saul Alvarez, the king of the Mexican pay-per-view. What's he like, 43-0-1 with 31 or 32 whacks? Right now, Floyd's about a 2-1 favorite, a 2.5-1 favorite. And the co-feature is an outstanding fight. Lucas Matisse, I think he's like 33-2 with 31 knockouts, the uncrowned 140-pound champion and the 140-pound champion, the man that people recognize as the king at 140, junior welterweight, Danny Garcia. Was he 26-0, 16 zips, both these fights on this September 14th pay-per-view card coming from Las Vegas. Showtime, going to do this one. The main event, let's go to the Breadman first. Breadman, the main event, I think Canelo's going to sort of get exposed for being as green as guacamole and not as orange as a cantaloupe.
Mm-hmm. I don't think he's green, Pedro.
No?
I don't. I'm not saying he's going to win the fight, but I don't think he's green. I mean, he has 5, 6 title fight. He has over 43 career fights. You know, sometimes we take for granted how early some guys reach their peak. I don't think he's a green fighter at all. You know, I'm not saying he's going to win and, you know, getting in all of that, but I don't think he's green. I think he's going to fight. I think it's going to be a decent fight. I think he's a good puncher. He's one of the better. You know, I know you like old school boxing. If you look, you know, he punches in combination, and most guys today don't punch in combination. As great as Floyd is, he kind of throws a pot shot at a time. Canelo really puts him together. He has a good punch sequence. He's a good body puncher. You know, I think he's going to, you know, he's a better boxer than I think people realize.
Okay, so Breadman's not picking an upset, but he's saying it'll be competitive. Will it be competitive, Kevin? Come on, Kev.
I don't think so. And the reason why is I kind of think Mayweather's fighting Canelo at the right time. I think he saw some flaws in Canelo in that fight against Austin Trout. He has stamina issues when he goes 12 rounds.
Yes.
He just lacks he lacks footwork, in my opinion. And to beat Floyd Mayweather, you got to have good footwork. You got to be somebody like a Roberto Duran where you can kind of stay on him. And I just don't think Canelo's even that type of fighter. He's more of a boxer who can punch a little bit. But Floyd Mayweather, I think he's just going to be able to run circles around.
Okay, here's what's up.
One shot at a time.
Okay, yesterday, the day before, Canelo weighed 166. He looked pretty lean at that, man. Breadman, where does he get 12 or 13 or 14 more pounds to take off?
You know what? The weight. I don't want to make an excuse for him because if he signed the contract, you know, then and for $10 million, you got to do what you got to do as far as making the weight. But most junior middleweights, Pedro, you know, the fighters lie about their weight. But if you walk up to any guy in any division, 99% of them with a scale and tell them to jump on the scale and they're a month out from a fight, they're going to be 10 to 12 pounds over their weight. So that's not that alarming to me. You know, I got a kid that fights at 154 pounds, and I'm be honest, he's not 156 pounds right now, and he's actually fighting a big fight that weekend against another kid from out California, the 12th, because, like, that whole weekend they're going to be big. There's a bunch of big fights. So we're kicking off at the MGM Grand on that Thursday night. Julian Williams will be fighting Hugo Centeno.
Fantastic.
And Julian right now, he's in great shape, but he's not 154 pounds. Okay. You know, Floyd's a smaller guy. So I do think Canelo has trouble making weight, but it's not alarming to me that he's 166 pounds right now.
Okay.
I think people are making too big a deal about that.
We don't have time today, but we'll talk about the next time we get together, we'll talk about the junior welterweight fight. They did weigh in yesterday. I'm talking about Danny Garcia weighed 151 pounds for this fight September 14th, in which he has to be at 140. And Matisse weighed 146.6. So, real quick, I'm looking at Matisse to win this fight, and I'm not going to go to the bread man because he's from the city of brotherly love, and Danny Garcia's from there. But I'll go to Kevin Perry. KP, real quick.
Man, this is
real really quick. Come on, Kev. Come on.
I'm gonna go with Garcia. I'm gonna go against the grain. I picked him in some big fights, and he's always an underdog, and he comes through.
All right, both you guys always come through. Stephen Breadman Edwards, BoxingTalk.com, Kevin Perry, RingTalk.com. Gentlemen, have a wonderful day. Thank you for your time.
All right, thank you.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide as East Bay Soul brings us to the break. Folks, you are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Coming up next hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the iHeartRadio Network, and, of course, the American Forces Network, we'll have the MMA Hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We're talking UFC, Bellator, Evicta. We're talking MMA on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Prices are for base buildings only. May not be available in some areas. Attention business owners, do you want a stimulus package that really works? Before you spend thousands of dollars more than you should on your next building project, listen to this. General Steel has a stimulus package designed to help you save as much as half the cost of conventional construction on your next building.
As much as half.
That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first, and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. With the projected demand for steel in Japan and China, prices may be skyrocketing.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Now an important message from LifeWatch.
I'm worried about my mom. She lives alone. What if she falls and can't get up? What if she has a heart attack or stroke and is unable to get to the phone? What would she do?
Well, haven't you heard about LifeWatch?
LifeWatch?
LifeWatch, the emergency response system. My mom has it, and she loves it. Just by pressing a button on her pendant, she can speak, hands-free, to LifeWatch's care center. They notify emergency services, as well as family and friends. Help arrives in minutes.
LifeWatch sounds like the perfect solution, but it must be expensive.
No, it's less than a dollar a day.
For a free brochure, as well as information on the new mobile help button, call 1-800-900-4114. That's 1-800-900-4114. Act now before an emergency occurs. 1-800-900-4114. Switchovers are always welcome.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical, and some may not qualify. The consultation is free, and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Well, where do you hurt?
It's my head, Doc. It's my head.
Dizzy? Ringing in your ears?
Well, I mean, it's all the time, Doc.
Like bells?
That's it, Doc, like bells. Huh? That Doc.
How do they go? Dong dong, ding ding, or ding dong? It's important.
Ding. Dong? Dong ding?
No second guessing. Too bad. Should go dong dong.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Oh, what a night.
We close things out of the boxing hour. Of course, Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons live and in concert. Lincoln, California, Thunder Valley Resort. I want to thank the people at Thunder Valley. And of course, Frankie Valli, 79 years old, folks came out and wanted to put on, perform for 2 hours and 10 minutes. And I got to tell you, some of these old guys, man, when they come out there and put it together, they just throw down their act and they just keep going. He never missed a beat. He hit every high note. He is the man, the godfather of rock and roll, 1960s version, Mr. Frankie Valli. Congratulations, Frankie. You are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Don't forget our website, ringtalk.com. That's R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K, ringtalk.com. We've got podcasts. We've got iTunes. We've got old shows. We've got articles, odds, predictions, reviews. We've got it going on as far as the UFC and the world of MMA is concerned, and boxing. But don't forget our schedule right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and the American Forces Network is 11 a.m. Pacific time on Saturday for an hour. Saturday for 11 a.m. Pacific time for an hour. Then we go Sunday for 2 hours at 11 a.m. Pacific time. 1 hour of boxing, 1 hour of mixed martial arts. So Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the iHeartRadio Network. You'll find Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Until next time, much thanks to my producer, Scott Cuddy, my associate producer, Ms. Barbara Streisand, and you, the listeners.